thirsty for a taste of fall? Head to Funkin' Donuts for our all-new Pumpkin Spiced Ebola. A drink so delicious, it's gone viral in under a month. Pumpkin Spiced Ebola is available in three sizes: quarantine, regional threat, and epidemic. So it's perfect for any sized appetite.
Yummy!
Don't walk. Run for your life to get our new Pumpkin Spiced Ebola. And while you're here, don't forget to try our other trendy disease flavors, such as Cinnamon Sugar SARS and West Nile Frappuccino. Mmm! America runs for it on Funkin'. Off the meter,
off the meter. With Jimmy Fallon. I wish he could have been with me when I sat with a group of teenagers who were black.
Flips Mobile presents Off the Meter with Jimmy Fallon. And now, here's your host, Jimmy Fallon.
Such a funky intro. Here we go. Back in action. The Off the Meter podcast with Jimmy Fallon. Big day on the show today. Dean Imperial absent. Working on a big project in show business, Dean Imperial. The man wrote... He wrote a play that became an award-winning play, which has now become a short film, which has now become a pilot for television. Dean Imperial would get a round of applause if we knew how to play one. Do you hear that plosive thing? It's because the pop filter isn't on the mic. My pee sounds making a lot. The person I'm talking to right now, what a good get by our producers. This woman today who's co-hosting the show has slept with one of the funniest comics I know. This woman has done every depraved sex act you can think of with one of the funniest comics I know. And then she married me after the fact. Hey, zing, pal. Welcome Jenny Fallon to the show, everybody. Welcome her. Stop driving, whatever it is you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Welcome. How you doing, babe?
Good.
Thanks for being on the show today. Like, it's exciting that you're on the show. We don't get to do this a lot.
No.
It's like bring your wife to work day, if that's what you call this. I technically am working. This episode and every episode of the Off the Meter podcast, sponsored by the good folks at the Flips mobile app, an app Jenny Fallon has on her phone twice. She likes it so much. You actually double downloaded it?
I did.
The Flips mobile app turns your smartphone into a magic wand of entertainment, as Jenny Fallon will attest. With over 100 channels of movies, music, entertainment, comedy, off the meter, videos, shit like that.
I was just really into the fairy.
You like the Flips fairy?
Yeah.
Are you into that guy?
I am.
We've never had this talk. if you're new to the show, and chances are you are new to the show, because nobody listens twice. I am the national spokesperson for the Flips mobile app, and I do play a character called the Flips fairy, who is literally in a pink tutu.
Yep.
And a wife beater, a tutu, some leggings.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a risque outfit. First of all, it was cool of Flips to let me use my own outfit. I thought that was neat.
It saves on cost.
We're zinging, Jenny Fallon. We are zinging. But we've never had this talk. Are you into that?
Stranger, no.
Like, but do you did you like me in a tutu?
Yeah, it was cute. Like, not like I'm not going to ask you to do it again. But it was cute and funny.
You know, like, having been in a relationship a long time, we're always concerned with how something's going to age.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we really liked that, but something tells me we might really regret it in 6 months or something. I'm basing all of this on our sexual adventures. Done a lot of things in the beginning that haven't aged well.
No.
For whatever reason, we're clearly not still doing them. And I don't want to put all the blame on you. I want to go out and say that some of these ideas might have been bad ideas by me. And we won't get into specifics right now. But I'm happy to share it with any of you if I see you in person. But how will the Flips vary? How will it age?
I don't know. I think it'll be funny. I mean, I don't know.
I thought it was such a ridiculous concept, the idea of, like, me and a tutu being an idiot.
Yeah.
That, like, well, I had to own it and
Lincoln's
go for it.
Lincoln's friends were, like, you know, giving
Lincoln's
you a hard
friends?
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, Jenny and I have a kid in first grade, a 5-year-old kid. Fantastic kid.
Great.
Doing so much better than his genes
should allow him to do.
By all accounts, based on the fact that half of his blood comes from a bunch of dairy farmers in Ohio. He should be at a monster truck rally.
Well, let's talk about the other half.
He should be swilling moonshine.
I think the other half is the bigger problem.
He should be, you know, the one white guy on the Maury Povich show? Yeah, like every few episodes they bring out one real fucked up white guy with like a mullet. He's like, I know I'm sexy. And then they just boo him. He should be that guy based on the lineage in his family. Your Ohio dairy farmer family and my white trash Nassau County roots. I haven't met half of my family. My dad's side of the family, I don't know. Think about that.
Yeah.
So the fact that he is a semi-productive member of society is really a testament to him because we're really contributing nothing. I mean, I'm playing with him, having fun. I mean, you're literally doing nothing. I mean, you're doing laundry, but I would say besides that, I'm kidding.
Nothing, no.
Shout out to Jenny Fehler, great guest on the show. Thrilled to have you on the show, babe. And it's a big week, not only for our listeners, because they get to spend some private time with you, but it's a big week for your brother. Your brother's getting married.
Yes.
Your brother, Darren, throwing his life away this Saturday.
Oh.
Fucking Darren. Darren, before we get into Darren, I'm supposed to remind you that you need to visit flips.com/Jimmy. FLIPPS.com/Jimmy. You can download the Flips mobile app for free. Remember we were plugging that before, but I got distracted?
Yeah.
We were supposed to plug that at the beginning of the show. It's a producer poking me in the ribs with a stick right now. The Flips guy. It's like, yo, the fucking fairy. Get your shit together. If I had my shit together, I wouldn't be dressing as a fairy for pay. How about that? I'm a little rambunctious. I'm coming from a show at the Gotham Comedy Club with your pal Jessica Kirsten.
Oh, I love Jessica Kirsten.
She had one of those nights where, you know, she's as funny as anybody. I say this all
great.
The time to people
so
who've never
great.
Seen her. Jessica Kirsten isn't really a comic. Like, she's doing music. She's doing something else. Like, she's getting a reaction we're not getting.
Right.
We're all funny. We all do our own thing. But they're having a physical experience watching
oh, yeah.
her do comedy.
Yeah.
Tonight was one of those fun nights that you really love as a comedy fan where she hates the audience and can't stop telling them.
Yeah.
And blaming them for the fact that she's going to eat bread when she goes home and talking about chicken.
I love
and
that.
I had to follow that guy. I was like following Derek Jeter, following Jessica Kirsten, like the guy was going to replace Derek Jeter at shortstop. Except Derek Jeter couldn't possibly talk about chicken as much
no.
as she does. Chicken, bread, fuck you people. My half-brother, Zach Braff. Shout out to Jessica Kirsten, a great friend of the show. So I was excited. I was rambunctious because I just got off stage. I'm down here in Flip Studios with Jenny Fehler, mostly because she wanted me to bang her before we leave for Ohio. But I was like, yo, I got to do the podcast. How about you come on and do the show too? So your brother's getting married. How do you feel? Are you excited? Are you revved up?
I'm very excited.
You pumped up for it?
Yeah. I mean, it makes me feel a little old. It's my baby brother getting
Aww.
Married. But it's great. I'm excited. I think Lincoln's the ring bearer. So
they are our five-year-old kid.
So excited to see him in a little tux.
Are they doing the thing where he gets the pillow with fake rings, or is he getting the real rings?
He told me that Kim, who is marrying
Darren's fiance.
Yeah. He told me that Kim told her it was going to be, or told him it was going to be the real rings. Now, I don't know if she's just telling him that and giving him fake rings. I wouldn't give him real rings.
Yeah, you don't give our kid real rings.
No way.
Just for the basis that you'll hawk them. Our finances aren't the best. We'll blame the kid and they'll just magically disappear. How, it sounds like a pretty swanky affair. By all accounts.
It'd be really nice.
Yeah, and I don't know how I feel about that, because I'm a strong proponent of kind of like a low-rent wedding, because it gives you nowhere to go but up. Like, is she going to come up out of the floor?
No, it's
she's
not
like doing
a
like,
Nassau County wedding. No,
she's not
on.
Doing like Batman Turn Off the Dark or whatever that fucking boy where they drop out of the ceiling
That's
on a wire.
They do here. They don't do that.
She's not
Ohio,
doing the Motley Crue drum solo where they elevate her over the audience.
No.
Is that just like East Coast
That's
shit?
Here.
Because I always say this to people, man. If you're thinking about getting married, well, first of all, don't. But if you're thinking about
bad idea.
But if you're gonna go through it, if you're gonna, you know, they say like walking the plank. You know, it's funny, if you live long enough, you realize stereotypes become stereotypes for a reason.
For a reason.
Cliches become cliches for a reason. Uh-huh. There's a reason people say, "Oh, you're walking the plank." You're walking the plank. But if you're gonna go through with it and do it, yeah, I think you gotta minimize the level of celebration. I don't mean you should have the best time ever. It should be one of the best nights of your life. But I think I think the better the wedding, I don't know, man. I think it sets an impossible standard to follow. I think you and I were blessed by the fact that we got married in 2006. The limos we ordered were clearly from 1906.
Oh, yeah.
We had like horse-drawn carriages and not those fantasy ones where you're in like it's like a trendy thing where you get towed in a carriage.
It was just
no.
the neighbor's
No,
horses.
Do you remember when Borat goes to the airport? He's in like a Dodge Gremlin being towed by a burro. Jenny and I really put our heart and soul into throwing like a decent wedding in Ohio and just didn't come remotely close to pulling it off. Everything.
Everything.
Including my choice of spouse. Hey, beat you to it, you fuck. But I say if you're going to get married, you got to measure the level of celebration.
Yeah. No, I think this will be good. This isn't like, overkill where you really.
What do you think? You know, dead serious on the spot. Do you like his sister-in-law?
His sister-in-law.
I mean, your sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Decent?
Yeah.
Not bad? I mean, I've spent time with her. I like her.
You know her.
No, I know, but I want to ask you on the spot. I mean, this is different. You haven't had time to prepare. You didn't know I was going to ask you that.
No.
So I'm listening to you talk, and the audience is listening to you talk. But the reason I asked you the question is because while they can listen to you talk, I can look at your face and decide what you really think of her.
Right.
This is a get you on the spot moment.
Right.
But I actually think you genuinely like her.
I do.
Because you're not that good of a liar.
No.
You dig?
Because I don't do it a lot.
Nah.
You, on the other hand.
Goddamn professional. I'm like a CIA fixer. You know those guys? I knew one of those guys in another life, like a Las Vegas fixer that like made shit go away for the casinos. Guys, I had like shady telemarketing jobs in the late 90s. Where you know those doors in the casinos where you got to punch in a code to get to the back? Like I met some of those people in Las Vegas. Very interesting people.
I'm not surprised.
That just make shit go away.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Somehow I parlayed that into an illustrious cab driving career. Which took about like bases loaded, none out, and not getting the run in.
Oh my God.
Then I became a goddamn comedian. Now I'm hanging out in the studio with my wife, banging out this show. But I'm happy to be here.
Me too.
I'm very happy and blessed to have the co-host that I do tonight, Jenny Fallon. A good egg. If you guys don't know anything about us, we met at a comedy club in 2003. Hilarities in Cleveland. Cleveland was a happening place back then.
It still is.
No, it's a great place. They got LeBron back.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. That's a good get for them. But Jenny Fallon, excited about her brother getting married.
Yep.
I'm excited about you being on the show. When your brother gets married, right, you're the older sister. I need to know these things, Jenny Fallon. I don't know. I'm wasting a lot of bullets for the car, by the way. Because I'm going to be in the car with you for fucking 700 miles. I have nothing to say to you. We really shouldn't be taping the show today. Folks, we are exhausting our entire conversational arsenal tonight for your entertainment. This is going to result in us getting divorced in the car. We generally, when we drive to Ohio, get divorced twice by the Delaware water gap.
Well, you know when they say, like, you know, someone is born, someone else has to die.
Yeah.
So there's a wedding. So naturally, we
got to get rid of somebody.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I think it's us.
It's us. One door closes, that's type of thing.
Yeah.
Wow, very funny. So, yeah, your brother's getting married. You're excited. We don't go to a lot of weddings. Who are you going to be at the wedding? Like, let me ask you this. Because I've only been personally to a few weddings with you in my lifetime.
That's true.
We've been to our wedding.
Naturally.
And I wasn't there. I mean, I was fucking smoked at our wedding.
You were.
Really.
I know.
No motor skills.
We have video.
Yeah. You know, every wedding video has that one fucking animal.
It was you.
It wasn't me. It was our neighbor, Petey.
That's
but
true.
I was a close, but I was, because you know what? I was quietly that guy.
Yeah.
I was fucking destroyed. And we had a great fight.
Yes.
Locked ourselves out of the hotel room on our wedding night. This is what happened. So Jenny, you need to know this about Jenny. She's like a truck stop whore.
Oh,
and there's really like there's no stomping her. Like when she wants it, she's climbing into the truck. There's no talking to her. It doesn't matter that the cops are around. You're not disputing any of this, by the way, and I appreciate that.
I've learned to
You don't want to dignify it? No, but the point is the wedding was over. Jenny was excited, wanted me back in the room as she is wont to do.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Caught
let's
me.
Go, man.
Yep.
Tired of waiting, man. All right, let's sneak into a closet.
This
you know,
exactly
very persistent.
Oh, exactly what happened.
It really, like, in a law, it is. It's like being sexed into a gang in prison with you. It's not. It's very persistent, and that's fine. And I respect and like that about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to feel the other person's enthusiasm.
Right.
So the point is, yeah, I locked us out of our hotel room on our wedding night, bombed. We had a huge fight, massive fight. Like a theatrical parking lot, fuck you, crazy fight.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Dean Imperial, who hosts this show regularly, said it was fucking hellacious.
I heard that
he
on
said
the
it was
show.
Like Larry Holmes, Trevor Burbick at the like 84 ESPY Awards when the one guy jumped off the limo and clotheslined the other guy. Because I want to say this. I'm trying to make two points here. One is, if you're in a relationship where shit breaks during your fights, you're in a good, passionate relationship, and you have a good, healthy sex life. So I'm not discouraged by any of this. And two is, yes, if you have a depraved, uneven wedding night, nowhere to go but up. I would honestly say, like, you couldn't write a worse wedding day on paper.
Right.
In terms of every logistical thing went wrong.
Right.
The DJ literally, like, we paid top dollar for, like, a high-end DJ thinking we would get, like, a New York DJ. We literally got a guy named Clay with a fucking iPod.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have, like, 8-minute lapses between songs because he was just scrolling for a new... I mean, everything that could go wrong. Limos were 30 years older than advertised.
You didn't get your tux.
Didn't get my tux. I literally got married without the tux that I had paid for and tried on and fitted because it wasn't available.
Off the rack.
I literally bought something off the rack an hour before the wedding.
In the mall.
Yeah. We had white trash Nassau County guests get, like, thrown out of the catering hall. And then we got into the fucking fight of the century. But I have to say, sitting here 8 years later, a fucking pretty good marriage.
Yeah.
By the standards of today, this guy in Australia, the Australian chef, killed his wife, cooked her, and then slit his throat to avoid arrest.
Ugh.
Like, think about that. And then think of that juxtaposed against the fact that we're in the same situation he is. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah,
I've never attempted to fucking kill you. Kill maybe, but kill and cook?
Eats, yeah.
Never. Who's got that kind of appetite?
So
I'd have to bring over some friends that night. I'd be like, you know when you cook for the whole firehouse?
I'm kidding.
Oh, our truth is unearthed. I verbally abused this woman into an eating disorder, so she'll stay with me. And sometimes I got to take the gloves off in public. I apologize for that. No, Jenny Fail, the best of the best. I love you, babe. But yeah, a rough wedding night becomes a great wedding. So that was my overarching thought in all of this.
Yeah.
And with that under the rug, I have to ask again. I know how you were at our wedding night. You were great. I know how you were at the other two weddings we've been to. We've actually been to 5 weddings. I can name them, but let's not bore the listener.
Yeah.
But who are you at your brother's spouse? You've never been to a spouse's wedding. Like, I've seen my brother get married, my sister get married. And I was pretty drunk. I was way into it. Are you that person? Are you like the somber, I'm going to sit in the corner and take it all in and wonder where the time went? Or are you the girl that's going to photocopy her ass and hand it out to everyone there?
I think maybe somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Depends on whether or not they have a copier.
Right.
We don't have that iPhone 6 with the high megapixels where you could just scan it and pass it out.
Yeah.
No, but I plan on getting fucking bombed.
Yeah. I'll have a good time.
You'll have a good...
Yeah.
All right. That's a... You know what that means, folks. That means I got to get out my fairy costume. Jenny says she'll have a good time. That means I'll wake up with bruises.
Oh, my God.
But some stories for all of you. Listen, man, we got to take a quick break, Jenny Fail. I don't know how you feel about that, but got to pay some bills. When we come back on the show, and we do this every week, we're going to count down the 5 biggest news stories of the day. But not only are you going to get my well-informed take, you're going to get Jenny Fail, the best cake maker there is in this house, is going to weigh in as well. We're going to set the record straight. And you're going to go forth in the world well-versed on anything that matters.
Yep.
How about that campaign promise, motherfucker?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be back in a minute.
With Jimmy Fallon.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Attention, ditzy women. Due to a recent federal court ruling, the Real Housewives of New Jersey are facing a shortage of housewives. If you're the type of gal who likes throwing wine glasses, punching your relatives, or spray tanning within an inch of your life, send a copy of your resume to www.ilovepressonnails.com. The Real Housewives of New Jersey, making untalented women like you rich and famous for over 10 years.
Off the Meter is brought to you by Flips Mobile. And now, here's your host, Jimmy Fallon.
Coming to you live from Flip Studios. It's the Off the Meter podcast. Jimmy Fallon joined by Jenny Fallon. Off the Meter with Jenny Fallon. How do you feel about that? You're everything that's right about. You know, what a push you are in the universe to me. Because you're everything I love about the world. But you're everything that's wrong with my life. You know what I mean? You are pumpkin spiced Ebola. You're just a perfect combination of good and bad right down the middle. But all the bad is positive stuff. I just mean bad. When I say bad about you, I mean you destroy my ambition. In front of the mic. Because you're fucking wonderful. You and my little boy are wonderful. I like hanging out with you guys. Makes me not want to do comedy. Because I'll just fucking hang out with these guys.
Yeah.
And see how that goes. Yeah, you're good, man. Still to come on the show, the five biggest news stories of the day. Brought to you by the good folks at the Flips mobile app. Lob on. Lob on. Lob on. Can you do that? Can you lob? Is that a word? Lob, yeah. Remember those remember those games you could play online where it gave you a combination of letters and you had to spell as many words as you could with the letters?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
those fucking games?
Yes.
Back when the internet wasn't trying too hard. It's like, well, give him a dancing baby and some trivia.
Yeah, the dancing baby.
The internet really stepped up its pimp game and you know what it was? I think free porn is what caused all the other sites to start hustling a little more.
Right.
Because they're like, wow, if we're going to compete with this.
Yeah. If anyone's going to come
yeah,
on our
we're
going
to need some bells and whistles. Because that's when you started to see those apps like which Beatle would you be?
Oh, yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah, which Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan film would you star in? which missing passenger on Malaysian Flight 370 would you be? You know, the apps really started to hustle.
Yeah.
And I do attribute that to internet porn. Of course, when you're done with the porn, you're going to need some type of entertainment. I'd go to flips.com/Jimmy. Download the Flips mobile app. Turn your smartphone into a magic wand of entertainment with over 100 channels of music, comedy videos, off-the-meter podcasts, stuff like that. They should have a Jenny Fail a Cake channel. Do you know everyone, every meeting I go to, every boardroom, every used car salesman, every fucking piece of shit I come across, big or small, we wind up talking about your cakes. Everyone brings it up.
Aww.
You know? It's like one of those things, like being a pro ball player, and they're like, oh, you're my favorite player. Can you get me Dwight Gooden's autograph? You know, that whole thing. They're like, yeah, I loved your set. What's up with the cakes?
Aww.
But I gotta say, I'm getting real ambition for your cakes. I used to want to keep you down.
That's awesome.
Make your fucking little cakes, haha, post them on Facebook, you know, bang you once every 3 months, you know, the married guy stuff.
Yeah.
But it happened 2 weeks ago. I was eating this fucking dumb strawberry thing you made. Where were we?
Cameron's christening.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
But it was the fucking best cake I've ever eaten.
Thanks.
I called Dean and I was like, that was the fucking best cake I've ever eaten. I've eaten a lot of cake, folks.
Lots of
folks. whatever, Bob Marley's weed intake. I'm the Bob Marley of cake. I could have dreadlocks and shit. I mean,
I have,
if there was a fantasy football team for cake, yeah, I'm your fucking Adrian Peterson. But not because I beat my kid. I was just going to say, because I put up good numbers. Yeah, that sounded bad. Lincoln just ran for it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm out of here. But yes, flips.com/Jimmy. Download the Flips mobile app. It's free. They're giving it away.
It's great.
It's a good... I have to tell you, man. The thing about it that I like, and I don't want to make too much hay about this. You know, I don't sandwich board too much. But the idea that you can just take what's on your phone and put it on your TV is like some futuristic Jetson shit.
Oh, it's really cool.
It's badass, right?
Yeah.
You're a fan.
I am a fan.
I'm a fan of you, kiddo. Tell you what I'm not a fan of. Noon tomorrow, Bergen County Community College. I'm doing a nooner before we leave for your gig tomorrow.
Best.
You and your fucking piece of shit son should be so flattered that I'm willing to go tell jokes at noon in a college because it's below street performing. It's strictly a money grab. It's a smash and grab gig.
Yeah. Let me ask you, who shows up to a 12 o'clock show?
No one expecting a show.
Okay.
And nooner to cafeteria is they throw you in a college cafeteria. You know how colleges all have that student center?
Mm-hmm.
Every college has a lion's den.
Okay.
Even if their mascot isn't a lion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could be the fucking spotted owls, but you wind up in a lion's den.
Yeah.
So I'll be in a lion's den tomorrow with Christina Hutchinson at noon.
Oh, boy.
Banging out jokes for girls that are studying in a circle. Dudes that are looking at porn on their laptop and one adult person with a severe learning disability that takes the show seriously. That's every college nooner you've ever done. Your soul is in a fetal position.
Oh.
for an hour. But I got a wife and a kid, folks. Yeah. Something to think about. If this is a wedding-themed episode, something to think about before you walk that proverbial plank is that walking it will lead you to take gigs like this. Not because they're helping your career, but because the cash register doesn't know if they laughed. It has no idea. That heating bill has no idea if they laughed, nor does that heating bill care if they laughed.
Right.
That electric bill doesn't give a fuck, but it wants to be paid. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, the five biggest news stories of the day, according to Jenny Fallon and myself. And I say this, Dean and I say this all the time. Kind of like a dinner party companion, we're preparing you to walk out the door tomorrow, tonight, whenever you listen to this, armed with knowledge of what's going on in the world. So you can sit down and kind of talk to people about what's going on in the world. Based on the level of intellect you bring to the show, I feel like you'll all be armed to talk outside like a children's playground.
Yeah.
With moms who make like awkward small talk.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, would you? You talk about managing expectations. Jesus.
Lower them now.
Yeah, Jenny Fallon, wow. That's really funny. There's a guy sleeping on a sidewalk right now. If you're really thirsting for knowledge, wake him up. Get his take on these stories. There's a reason she makes good cakes. You know, they say to be profoundly great at one thing, you have to be lacking in other areas.
Really lacking.
I found that it's more than one area with you. No, you're a good egg, Jenny Fallon. Best of the best. Love you, babe. Stephen Collins, Jenny. Star of Seventh Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
That fella. Mm-hmm. In a little hot water. His wife taped a therapy session in which he confessed to molesting girls back in 1972, which is a long time ago.
Yeah.
Whoever he molested is like in her 40s.
Okay.
Whoever she molested literally is in her 40s. I'm not saying that made her childhood any better.
Now have they come forward?
I'm not saying she should be forgiven. I do not know that. What I know is that he's been thrown out of the cast of the film Ted.
Okay.
Ted 2.
Okay.
Which I think is the fucking funniest thing in the world.
Isn't that more of a, you know?
Yeah, Ted is saying, you know, they have all of these standards and ethics. But I'm like, yo, if standards and ethics mattered, there wouldn't be a Ted 1.
I was going to say, this
it's
more
a movie
blessing.
About a masturbating teddy bear who farts all over himself and fucking humps people and does drugs.
You just helped his career.
Yeah, I mean, actually, the fact that he fucked kids and was a substance abuser makes him right for Ted.
Yeah.
Should. The show should be called Steve. The bear should be named Steve. Stephen Collins. So in any event, he's in trouble for touching the kids, albeit touching them a long time ago. But it brings me back, Jenny Fallon, to a familiar refrain on this show. One that would upset a lot of people. One that would upset a lot of guests. But do we need...
I can't believe I got roped into one of these. I've been listening.
You've been listening to this show for years. You always cringe when I bring this up to a guest. But do we need a child sex doll? There are so many people fucking the kids. Do you think possibly having a doll that would allow them to bust the nut of shame? That nut gives them clarity. And then they go, wow, that was a horrible idea. Why the fuck did I do that? I'm not even into that. What was wrong with me? What was that demon all about? I feel like right now, real pedophiles, potentially harmful people like Stephen Collins, have no way of realizing how wrong this is without harming a child. Meaning they either A, watch kiddie porn where a child was harmed, or B, touch a kid, which again, not the best day for the kid.
Right.
And I feel like these guys have a demon. It's a sickness. I'm not saying they're right. I'm not saying we should even feel bad for them. I'm saying, would it be worth it, however tasteless as it may be, to create a doll, very lifelike, like they do with the adult sex dolls, that replicates that feeling of having sex with a kid, as bad as this is,
right.
So they have somewhere to go with this?
I mean...
Answer this seriously, please. That's great. God bless you.
I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but I feel like in what I've read, it's less about the sex for pedophiles.
Yes.
More about the power over someone.
Well, that doll.
But
you got to be able to handle the doll.
Of course you can handle the doll, but I don't know if you feel power over a doll because it's not a living, breathing thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I just, I don't know. Like, it would be a very, very hard thing to market, although I would love.
The commercials?
Love to, like, see footage of whoever should go to the boardroom and try to.
Hey,
know.
Where you going? No, I got this great idea. Mr. Disney, come back.
Come on.
I got this great idea. I thought yous was investors. You call yourselves venture capitalists. This is going to be flying off the shelves. That's so funny.
Oh, that was...
Being in a meeting where you're pitching a child sex doll. Well, I want you to know this, Jenny Fela.
Oh, don't tell me that's what next Tuesday is.
No.
Wait, I forgot to tell you.
Somebody in Japan is actually producing one of these.
No.
Yes. This is real now. I wonder if they stole it from off the meter. We've been talking about this on the show for 2 years because you can't do a show without someone fucking a kid, prominent person. Yeah. And it's disgusting. And I'm at the point where I'm starting to blame the kids. I'm kidding. Maybe the kids are encouraging it. But no, it's disgusting. I don't apologize because this is how we deal with tragedy. It's how we grieve. We make fun of it. We laugh. We don't, we don't self-edit because one of you people can't have an orgasm and...
No,
we'll claim offense and try to sue. What?
You can't. You get like very upset about things if you think about it and you just.
I don't process anything.
No,
it's all a joke. It's all a joke. Survival skill.
I'm trying to tell you a sad story. You're like, fuck
you. Your whole life is a sad story.
Well, yeah.
Hey, boom. So the point is, maybe we need a child sex doll. We haven't reached a verdict. I've had guests say, Pat Dixon said yes, but just for his own purposes. He just wants to bring one home. He's like, wait, do you have one? Hold on, can I get one? But the point is, Stephen Collins' arrest. It might be time to consider. Because this guy played a priest on Seventh Heaven. He's now cost himself a role. I know, it's so unfair.
I mean, that joke they say writes itself. That one totally wrote itself.
I know. The guy played a priest and gets caught banging a kid. People have talked about him being like a method actor and da da da. I've heard every Facebook variation of that joke.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, nothing's being done to fix this stuff. It just happens. We get outraged. We move on. I've got the most proactive step I've seen so far. I also just got a note that Flips doesn't want to sponsor the show anymore. Like, we're good. Canada. Remember them? We've been to Canada a few times. I was on a show with a Canadian tonight, Ophira Eisenberg.
Oh,
she had to follow me. Fucking poor Ophira. I hope she didn't quit. She's funny. Shout out to her. But the Canadians joining the fight against ISIS. What are they going to fucking... Tim Horton's coffee? Hey, we got some cranberry scones for the soldiers. What are the fucking Canadians? How about those beheadings, eh? Like, what the fuck are you... Shut up. Talk about a symbolic,
Yeah.
You know, like they sign a player to his hometown team so he can retire as a member of that team?
Yeah.
What is Canada bringing to the party?
Aww.
Like Canada.
They're adorable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Canada. You're going to get yourself beheaded.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, Canada. I don't know how I feel about that. I like that everybody's rallying.
Because don't their police officers not even carry guns, things like that?
London.
I thought it was Canada.
Canada guns don't have cops?
I don't think so.
I mean, Canada cops don't have guns? Really?
I don't think so.
Wow, we really blew it up there because we behaved really well. If I knew that. Oh, man.
Back to Windsor. Let's
go. Let's get back to Windsor, Ontario. Jenny Fail and I once famously slept in our vehicle.
At the MGM, right?
This whole episode's a secret cry for help.
Yeah.
In between. But we once went on a bender when you were in college.
Mm-hmm.
Literally drove from Cleveland to Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland to Windsor. Drank and drove. Not proud of this. I think you drove. I drank like a case of beer. We got to Windsor, won a few thousand dollars,
mm-hmm.
and then slept in the car.
Yeah.
But had that Cracker Barrel of victory.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing like it.
Stay in a hotel,
I don't know. We had probably,
because
that was back when I feared you in the beginning. You were doing things in the sack But I mean it, though. Like shit you hear about in Guantanamo hazing rituals. Jenny Fail has got some secrets. Folks, I have seen some cakes. I'm kidding. not available for mass consumption. But yes, the Canadians joined the fight. They're bringing their fucking Tim Hortons coffee out to them. They're the Molly Pitcher of the fight against ISIS. And it's really funny. The reason it's important and significant that these people join is because we're trying to create the perception that America is not just trying to control the world and be its 911.
Right.
We're doing all the fighting. Make no mistake about
right.
it. All the jets, all the weapons, all the bullshit.
Right.
They just happen to
they
be like, basically what we've done is we're Grouponing the war.
Yeah.
We're getting these other countries to fucking chip in, and then we're doing the whole goddamn thing.
Right.
That's what it is. The U.S. is the comic who's headlining, mm-hmm. who's bringing everyone else on the gig, and they're throwing them some gas money.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
yeah.
this is. So shout out to the Canadians for the gas money. Be careful over there. I don't know you to be tough people. I don't want any of you getting beheaded.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Nice.
Speaking of killing people, I can't segue. Kim Jong-un is missing, Jenny.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know.
Fucked up story. Kim Jong-un, he hasn't been seen since the first week of September. There's the widespread belief that he could be terminally ill, and that's why he's not showing his face, because mm-hmm. dictators do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also some discussion that he was overthrown. Because North Korea has got some real Game of Thrones shit going on. I mean, his uncle was quietly trying to oppose him,
mm-hmm.
and he fed his uncle to dogs. Like, do you know that story?
Yeah.
He actually fed his uncle to dogs. Which is, which is fucked up. Because, like, it's like, talk about a reverse, though. When you think of how many North Koreans have eaten dogs, you talk about a cruel twist of fate. The uncle's going to be like, wait a minute.
What?
This is, I fucking eat you. This is North Korea. But he fed his uncle to the fucking dogs.
Wow.
He's a depraved guy. Starved out the whole country.
Yeah.
So there's some talk that he might have been overthrown.
But wouldn't that have made... I mean, how do you keep something like that a secret? How do you...
Well, it won't be forever. It won't be. But for the time being, it's something that people are wondering about and saying it might be. It might be true.
And is there precedent for him to like go into hiding in the past?
No. Kim Jong-un?
I feel like he's been a very public figure.
Which is crazy.
Out,
maybe they fucking finally showed him a mirror. He saw his haircut. It was like, you know what? I better fucking lay low.
Where's Rodman these days?
Like, President Rodman.
Yeah.
Do the North Koreans believe Dennis Rodman is our president?
I think so.
Because he's come there twice.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un controls the media.
Yeah.
Severely limits the information
All they
get.
Have to say
they have no TV.
Guy.
Yeah, they have no internet. If they know America has a black president, and Dennis Rodman shows up, they think they've met Obama.
They have to.
How fucking great is that? They're like, oh, American president's got bleach blonde hair and tattoos.
Well, especially if you hear the president plays basketball. Like, Obama plays
basketball. Yeah, that's
you
funny.
Know? Like, they could
He's dunking.
Yeah, they could put a little snippets of news in there.
President Rodman.
Make it seem like it.
It could happen.
Yeah.
It could fucking happen. So, Kim Jong-un, we don't know where you are. He is the Air Malaysia of dictators. He's a fucking missing Kim Jong-un. I miss Kim Jong. He's adorable. That fat cherubic dictator.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he's starving people and killing them is awful.
Yeah.
But on site, he's one of those people that makes
me
laugh.
He's like a fat little kid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's a fucking fat turkey.
Yeah.
Guy who, takes the ball home from the schoolyard. It's my ball and I'm going home. Because he's totally a fat bully baby.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to him. Yeah, he's probably dead, right?
Yeah, let's hope so. After what we said.
After what we just said. Yeah, let's hope he has no support at all. Or we're in big fucking trouble. Second biggest story of the day, Walmart cutting health care for all of its part-time employees. Why is that significant? Because they're all part-time employees. They don't let them work full-time. Like, they'll literally, like, tackle you before you cross that 40th hour of the work week, which is what we've been told by a lot of, like, high-ranking people there, that they cut your hours and manage them so you can't be part-time, so they don't
full-time.
Have to pay you a
right.
full-time, so they don't have to pay you a full-time wage.
Yeah.
But they're calling it a cost-cutting measure. Because you wouldn't want the Walton family to wipe their ass with anything less than a $10,000
right.
bill. We don't want to see a day where the heirs to the Walmart fortune, they're four of the six richest people in the world.
Right? That's so
They literally have like 10% of the world's money cutting costs. You know those part-timers that are making $78 a week at Walmart? Let them get their own health care. Like, really? And they're suspending their access to WebMD. Like, why not punch these people?
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. Like, Walmart, you treat your employees so bad. Why don't we embrace it and have fun? Like, because we're all stressed out nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're shopping at Walmart, things aren't going good.
Right.
So how about for an extra buck, we can punch a Walmart employee.
No.
How about this? We can shoot hockey pucks at them in net with no gear on. Like, fun stuff for sport, Walmart. If you're going to demean your employees this much, let us
shoot
the freak. Let us have some fun. Let us demean them, too. If they're going to subject themselves to your working conditions, Let's all be in this together. I want to punch one of those old greeters.
Oh.
I don't want to. I'm just saying. We need options. You know what I'm saying?
Flips. Make TV magical.
They're so proud. This episode and every episode sponsored by the Flips mobile app. Log on to flips.com/Jimmy. So Walmart not paying the part-timers because the Waltons.
So shocked.
Walton's got to tighten up their gold-plated belt.
I was actually surprised to hear that they offered it in the first
place. Yeah, I didn't even, yeah, exactly. I was like, whoa. Fucking miracle.
Yeah.
The goddamn Waltons. literally could actually, if you quantify the amount of times you poop in a year, say the average person poops twice a day, which is probably high.
Probably, yeah.
But that's 700 poops a year around. Say you poop 700 times a year. I mean, if Jenny cooks, 850. I'm kidding. But let's say you cook 700, you poop 700 times a year, which is a very sophomoric discussion. But the Waltons are making so much money that if they literally wiped their asses with a $100,000 bill 700 times a year, it would not constitute 10% of their income. They could literally wipe their ass with a $100,000 bill and still pull in another $400-500 million for the year. Mm. Think about that.
Well, I can't.
And I, you know, sometimes I wonder if
their employees could make a living wage and not all be on welfare.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the crime of it all. It's not like it's a small little mom and pop and they're not quite making ends meet. So they're making so much money and forcing their workers to collect welfare because they don't pay them enough. I just
think fucking pay them.
Criminal.
No, it's not good. And this isn't an activist show.
No.
But I mean, really, that's fucking embarrassing.
Just basic.
This.
Math.
But it's just embarrassing. You pay these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And sometimes I say and wonder, because you know when you hear like billionaires go to work every day, and we always say like, oh, if I had $1 billion, I would just go fucking sail around the world.
Right.
But that's why we don't have $1 billion. Because you have to have that kind of drive, and it's the kind of competitive thing that can't be shut off.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the Waltons, they inherited that fucking money.
Go be
Billy Madison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go get your friends drunk and pee in your own pool and have fucking fun. And let these fucking, you know, let these people fucking have some health care.
Because
giving them health care, it's not even like they're covered anyway. Because the point is, at least give them a chance to get screwed over by the health insurance company. You're denying them that basic right. Listen, we know the company's not going to pay for anything anyway. They're going to jack up the copay and fuck over with out-of-network cost and all of that shit, but at least give them a chance to get fucked over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to send a guy to prison, at least give him a bar of soap to drop once in a while.
Little ray of hope.
Fucking Walmart. Number one story of the day. First Ebola patient. The Dallas Ebola patient. Gentleman who came, Thomas Duncan, from Liberia to visit family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Brought Ebola to Dallas. He's dead.
Mm.
I know. I don't know where you're supposed to go. Who's ready for some jokes? Hey. Shake my hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucked up. He did. The CDC. All fucking freaked out.
Yeah.
You know? It went from... It really like... Because I have a writing job. Head writer for a national comedy service. And I'm great at it, by the way. I'm actually right at it. And you know I'm not an arrogant guy on this show. Very self-deprecating. I am, though. Oh, you, I'm a fucking monster. But no, my writing job involves me following the news every day and talking about it. So like I was stuck writing jokes about ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, like it's hip to say you knew a band before they got big.
Yeah.
I knew ISIS when it was like two guys in a Volkswagen bus with like a fucking flag and a grenade trying to make ends meet. And now they're like this big boy fucking hip terror cell.
Mm-hmm.
Much the same as we were writing Ebola jokes about Senegal back in like, I'm not even kidding, back in like fucking maybe April.
Wow.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And I was reading reports by the CDC back in April about how it, you know, 600 people have it and they expect it to swell all the way up to 1,500 before they stop it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's in the millions.
Wow.
Can't come here type of disease, our infrastructure, our medical people. Five people have it. 200 people in quarantine. Can't catch it through the air. Now you can catch it through. You can do fucking anything. Fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Ebola.
Ugh.
Most people listening to the show wish they had Ebola right now. They're like, bring back the other guy. Who's this fucking co-host?
I know.
I'm kidding. Jenna, you do great on this show.
No.
You do great everywhere. You make everything better. Do you know that I mean that, though?
Renew our vows right
no,
now?
There's a lot of tough love on this show. There's a lot of tough love on this show, but I just think you're a tremendous person.
Aww.
Real, I do. I think you. You're great. You love me. We have a moment?
Do.
Are you trying to be honest? Are you trying to get me to bang you after the show?
Duh.
Are you, though, for real? Our kid, we're going to get back to. When we get home tonight, the kid will be asleep, but not for long. Jenny Failer. Well, it's true. We're going on the road. We might have to throw down tonight. You and me, girl.
Yeah, let's not
I know. The poor listeners.
And they're like bleeding from their ears.
They're like, talk
they
about Stephen
like
Thomas, Stephen Collins again. Bring back that kid fucker from Seventh Heaven. We don't want to hear about this. It's disgusting. Shout out to the Flips mobile app for sponsoring the show. Flips.com/Jimmy. Download the app for free. Log on to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, IndieBound.org. Buy my book. Follow that car. Big things going on. Remember Snakes in the Cab?
I do.
25 million YouTube hits. I got a TV pilot off that. Shot a pilot. It's on its way. Matt Cady, the guy who shot it and directed it, he also shot Devil Baby for Think Moto.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long talk tonight about our next project.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm supposed to be putting out a comedy album.
Yep.
But we want to film and shoot and do something else psychotic that's owned by us. So Matt Cady and I... We're having like an intense weekend this weekend of swapping ideas and figuring out what it's going to be.
Okay.
It's basically Matt and I are going to do something brilliant that'll pay nothing. It's going to be really good, shot really well, be hilarious, and I'm thrilled.
Good.
Jenny Failer. Like, you're never going to have money,
no.
But we get to do a lot of cool shit, and I think that's everything.
That is true.
And we get to do it with cool people.
Yep.
Shout out to you and the Link Man.
Oh.
Folks, if you listen to this show next week, I will give you a very accurate assessment of how Jenny behaved at the wedding, of who she was. You all have someone
to compare
to at the wedding. You know, like at every wedding, there's like one girl who all of her friends are now married off or engaged, so she's looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, there's one guy who's never danced in his life, but that night he's going to dance with everybody. He's the drunk guy that's going to fucking dominate the wedding, make an ass out of himself. There's a type of person at every wedding, and I'm going to find your type, Jenny.
All right, well,
and I'm
going to
share it with the listener.
Mm-hmm. So that he can at least, like,
defend you on the show.
Yeah.
I think you're going to do all right, but I mean, I'm going to be disappointed if you don't get fucking bombed. If you don't.
My kid is there.
No, but he's so is his grandparents. He's going
to
be watched.
No, I know, but he doesn't need to. I mean, he has you as a parent. I need to at least be the upstanding one.
Oh, Jesus.
You're
telling me to leave the gimp at home? Oh, man. Jenny Failer. Shout out to you for doing this. Do it again, man.
Yeah, well,
the last time you did it was last summer. We were in Louisville, Kentucky at the Galt House where the Kentucky Derby and all that shit was.
Yep.
That was a good show. I loved having you on the show. I always like having you on the show, man. How about we do more of it, Jenny Failer?
Yeah.
All right. The show's over, man, but we appreciate everybody being a part of it if you made it this far. Do you think anyone's listening at this point?
No.
No, that's... people are putting on fucking... Ebola bulletins. People have tuned us out for the ISIS beheading videos. They're like, let's put on something upbeat. The shit.
They're watching Seventh Heaven reruns.
they're actually paying to watch them
because
they took them down off the air. Fucking Stephen Collins. Stop fucking the kids, everybody. Nowhere in the world is there a man who'd be better off if only he touched some kids.
That's true.
If we were going to leave you with any closing remark, it would be that. Any other piece of advice, Jenny, for our listeners?
No.
Jen Failer's Cakes, man. Check them out on Facebook. They're the best. You make the best cake in the world.
Thanks.
You really do, though. Like, decorated good, but I always explain this to people because everybody has a hard-on for the decor, but they actually, you could never decorate as good as you can just bake a cake. As good as those cakes are, though, I mean, you're making cake on a fucking really high level. Guys, can you tell who wants to get laid? It's actually not true. I can't think of anything worse than having to bang you right now.
Oh.
It's like 12:12 at night. Just your outfit alone. I'm kidding. I'm breaking her down, folks. See, for a guy like me, it's not about actually getting laid. It's about how.
Self-esteem.
Yeah, it's not about getting it. It's about how I get it. I got to make sure you're going to do all the fun stuff. So I got to really break you down to nothing. And then when we do that little post-coital spoon, I build you back up. You're really a great mom. As they search for a handcuff in the top dresser drawer. I'm kidding. Shout out to the Flips mobile app for sponsoring the show. Shout out to you, the listener, for being a part of it. Shout out to Jenny Failer for co-hosting. The Twin Towers are back. Tune in next week. I'll let you know just how many people saw Jenny's breasts in Columbus, Ohio. And I maybe even a recap on our sexual experience that we're clearly about to have. I love this look I'm getting. I mean it, though, Jenny. Wow. And the fact that you're taking your shirt off before we're even off the air. Jenny, some girls just go for it, folks. What do you want me to say? The show's over. Thanks for listening. This is the best we can do. Let go. Let go. Jenny.
I enjoyed it. It was an unbelievably interesting experience.